Wait, what? Someone else somewhere in the world had already come up with the word sponge boy?
That's as far as my cartoon knowledge goes.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow. You're doomed.
Not to go all nerdy, but Goku isn't his birth name. That's actually his adopted name.
We have so little faith in your creative abilities. Hello and welcome to this episode of I Should Have Known, the trivia game show that can't be trusted. Each week, one of our quizmasters will present you with four facts about a topic, but one of those facts is a lie. And this month, we are throwing it back. We're getting nostalgic for the 90s. And to kick it off, one of our resident 90s babies, we're all 90s babies. Your quizmaster is Tanner.
Hello.
He was born in the 90s.
Yes, I was.
He is going to be kicking off our theme with an episode on 90s cartoons. So he will present us with four facts about four different cartoons from the 90s. But one of his facts is a lie. So join me, Andy, also born in the 90s, and our other host, Soups, also born in the 90s, and figuring out which one it is. We just aged ourselves. I hope that's okay.
Great.
Fun fact, we were all born within like 3 months of one another.
Great. So let's start off with our pub quiz question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What cartoon show holds the records for the most Outstanding Animated Series Emmys, the longest running American animated series, the longest running American sitcom, and the longest running American scripted primetime television series?
Gotta be The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah. With 35 seasons and over 700 episodes, it is The Simpsons.
Yeah, okay. That's as far as my cartoon knowledge goes.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow. You're doomed.
Today, we're talking about 90s cartoons. So strictly shows that started in the 1990s. So Some people might consider the prime seasons of The Simpsons in the 90s, but it actually started in 89 and it's still going. So doesn't qualify.
Okay.
Okay. So it had to be a PQQ.
Exactly. So let's begin. Fact number one, SpongeBob SquarePants was originally called Sponge Boy Ahoy. I love that name so much more than SpongeBob SquarePants.
I really, really hope you made that up because that's hilarious. And he's just so proud of his made-up name.
Yes.
So SpongeBob started in 1999 on Nickelodeon and it's still going.
I did watch SpongeBob, but I watched it in the 2000s.
Oh, right. Yeah. So SpongeBob is Nickelodeon's top cartoon. It makes the most money for them. It's the biggest, most popular cartoon they have.
Wow.
But when they were coming up with the show, they drew this yellow sponge and they wanted to call him Sponge Boy. And they had a pilot episode for it all and it was called Sponge Boy Ahoy. But then they found out that Sponge Boy was already copyrighted. So they couldn't call it Sponge Boy.
Wait, what? Someone else somewhere in the world had already come up with the words Sponge Boy?
Yes, it was already taken.
Okay. Sure.
So they wanted to keep the sponge part in the name, and they thought that SpongeBob was still nerdy, still funny sounding, close enough to Sponge Boy. So it was actually changed to SpongeBob before it was broadcast.
I mean, okay. You know, a likely story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical because I don't really see what about SpongeBob would ever be like boyish. That sounds really weird just from the get-go. And I really want Tanner to have invented that name because I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could, though, which is my biggest reservation in believing this story. They really, really like, they should be thankful to whoever owned that copyright because that name is not nearly as good.
Yeah, I think the story is very believable.
I mean, Sponge Boy is just like a weird, it doesn't fit at all. I feel like so much of SpongeBob's personality is the fact that he is childish. He has like a very like childlike whimsy about him. But like he also hilariously has like a 9-to-5 and a pet cat. And like, like he's like very adult. He wears a tie.
Yeah.
This is the first one we've heard. So we need to hear a lot more. But I'm already like, I want to believe that Tater invented Sponge Boy Ahoy. But thinking, it's wishful thinking.
Okay.
We'll take a little jellyfishing break on that one and we'll come back. Let's hear about some other cartoons.
All right. Fact number two. Powerpuff Girls was originally called the Whoop-Ass Girls.
Why? Just why?
Wasn't the show meant for children?
Yes. So Powerpuff Girls started on Cartoon Network in 1998, and then it ran until 2005. Originally, the Powerpuff Girls were created by Craig McCracken when he was still at film school. He called them the Whoop-Ass Girls, and instead of Sugar, Spice, Everything Nice, and Chemical X, they were made of Sugar, Spice, Everything Nice, and a can of Whoop-Ass.
Okay.
And it created our Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup that we know and love.
Okay, so it's not like they were really originally called that in the sense of like when they were, you know, making this at the studio. It was that when he came up with this idea, that's what he called them.
Exactly, yes.
When he pitched it to Cartoon Network, then he definitely didn't pitch it to them under the name Whoop-Ass Girls, did he?
I don't think so. No, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the project would see the light of the day if it was called Whoop-Ass Girls.
Right. Yeah. So that makes more sense that it's not really like the working title was Whoop-Ass Girls. It was that Powerpuff Girls are descended from another cartoon called Whoop-Ass Girls.
Right.
I suppose that's believable-ish. Do I think Tanner came up with this?
I don't think so.
No? We have so little faith in your creative abilities.
No, it's not about having little faith. The story sounds very straightforward. It's very uncreative story to the fact that this is highly possible. So thinking in those terms, and I think we know many similar stories, films, series, I think have had similar history where the working title was one, but when it finally goes to the producer, it's completely changed. So in that way, I would say. I have a little bit more faith than you, Andy, on Tanner about Kim.
Well, I think the whole like can of whoop-ass thing, like that makes sense. That would be like where you would originally come up with that. I think I find this one more believable than Sponge Boy, because I still think that Tanner could have come up with Sponge Boy Ahoy.
Would you still have watched them if they were called Sponge Boy Ahoy and Whoop-Ass Girls?
No.
You think the name matters that much?
No, see, I think you're thinking of it the wrong way. I think we were children when these came out, so we would have watched whatever Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon showed us. But I don't think those networks ever would have made these shows, at least with Whoop-Ass Girls. They never would have made it under that title.
If it was a choice between doing math homework and watching SpongeBob Ahoy, I would choose SpongeBob any day. I don't think the name mattered by any means.
All right. So we've had two iconic 90s cartoons. Are they all going to be about the name or,
no.
Are you switching it up here?
Those are just connected. So I did those first.
Okay.
Let's move on to fact number three. Fact number three, in a Dexter's Lab episode, Dexter sees a future where he creates the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this episode.
I know. This is one of those one of those situations where you're like, are you trying to incept me right now? Because you're making me question reality.
Yeah.
It does sound like something that could have happened.
It's one of those crossover episodes that they love to do in the 90s. The episode was called Professor Dexter. Dexter creates a mechanical crystal ball that shows its user the future. And before Dee Dee comes in and smashes it on the ground, Dexter sees multiple futures. In one of them, he becomes a professor who concocts an experiment where he combines sugar, spice, everything nice, and chemical X, creating the Powerpuff Girls.
So multiverse, basically.
Yeah, right?
A form of multiverse, yeah. I'm like almost so sure that I've seen this episode. But who knows? This was like a while ago. It wasn't yesterday, maybe a couple of decades.
But like, I know what you mean, though. I'm like, no, I feel like I also can remember such an episode. But then I feel like, no, this is some kind of like conspiracy or made up internet fact or something.
Yeah, could be. When did Dexter's Lab come out?
Dexter's Lab started in 1996, a Cartoon Network. But this episode aired in 1998, its last year after Powerpuff Girls started.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I guess your fake timeline checks out.
I think there was a crossover episode because I remember Cartoon Network used to do a lot of these crossover thingies, right?
Yeah. It was classic for 90s cartoons, 90s sitcoms to do crossovers. And a lot of the same people were making these shows. So they would just throw it into their other shows.
Yeah. We know that this kind of things used to happen. So the question is, did it happen with Powerpuff Girls? And if it wasn't Dexter, then who else? And I don't think there was What else was a scientific lab cartoon during that time?
Yeah. So I think that that's like, maybe if this is a lie, this happened in a show, but it wasn't Dexter's lab. That could maybe be the lie.
Yeah.
I don't know how creative Tanner would be, but like you said, like that kind of checks out. Dexter would be the professor.
Of the three that I've heard so far, I think this one's the most believable to me.
Okay.
I'm betting on my memory.
Wow. So much confidence.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I can see there are places where, like SpongeBob, there could be holes, but I'm kind of okay with it for now. We have one more. And then, as Tanner would say, then I'll be sure.
And we really see if the confidence is put to the test.
Yeah, right.
Fact number four, we're growing up a little bit here, not so much for little kids, but more for preteens and teens. Fact number four, Dragon Ball Z main characters are named after food puns.
Why? First of all, I was waiting for Dragon Ball Z because I know Tanner loves the show and he watches it as an adult. And he was Goku for Halloween once. And I don't know how that's a vegetable pun. So,
not to go all nerdy, but Goku isn't his birth name. That's actually his adopted name.
I mean, Tanner, when you say things like this, don't start then the sentence by saying not to go all nerdy. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z, Soups?
My only connection with Dragon Ball Z were that Cheetos at some point had like some promotions with them. So to buy Cheetos, which then you could get one of those thingies inside, right? I used to have the stationery box that you take to school. Yeah. With Dragon Ball Z because it was cool and hairstyle is cool, but I never really watched.
Never actually watched.
No, maybe fleeting mention passing by here and there.
Yeah,
right?
But I don't think I've seen a full episode.
No.
Oh boy, you guys are not DBZ nerds. Okay.
You already knew that.
You found out today in DBZ.
Yeah, right? So because I live with Tanner and have been hearing about Dragon Ball Z for like years, I know like an obnoxious amount of what happens. And I think if I did a recap of what I think Dragon Ball Z is about, that would be either really infuriating or really hilarious, depending on, you know.
I think you should do it. I think both of us should make an attempt to say what we think Dragon Ball Z is.
Okay, so they're aliens, for one thing. And the one species of aliens that some of the characters are, they like turn into like planet-ending monkeys unless you cut off their tails when they're children. And then they like go to Earth or something. I don't know exactly. They like fight each other and then there's like, they have like different versions of themselves. But that's not the main part of the show somehow. There's like the part where there are these Dragon Balls and there are like seven of them. And if you collect all of them, a giant dragon appears and grants you a wish. I think that's what happens in the show.
You definitely know more than me. What I can say, the main attraction is Dragon Balls, right?
I don't know if there's Dragon Balls A through Y. But,
but I'm guessing Dragon Ball Z is like the main Dragon Ball that everyone's after. Everyone wants to connect it.
Yeah.
One main character who could connect that Dragon Ball and becomes like immortal or something.
Yeah. And they turn blonde when they get more powerful. Yeah. Which, like, I don't
exactly.
know. That's kind of like.
Yeah. That's the hairstyle. That attracted me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hair you wanted, Soups. That's your dream hair.
Blonde spike hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Was anything of what we just said remotely accurate?
It was surprisingly accurate about a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's the main premise of the show, is you collect all these balls and a dragon grants you a wish.
Most of the episodes don't revolve around that, though. They're just fighting. Like, some villain comes and wants to destroy everyone on Earth, so they have to defend the Earth.
And then, for some reason, all of their names are food puns.
All of their names are puns. The main characters are food puns. Yes.
Give us an example.
So I can only name one character, and unless it's a Japanese word for some kind of food, I don't know how that's
no.
a pun.
Goku's birth name was Kakarot, which is a pun on carrot.
How?
Kakarot. Carrot. Okay.
Kakarot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's not outlandish, but yeah.
His brother is named Raditz.
Oh, from Radish.
Some of the other main characters are Brawly.
Oh, from Broccoli?
Broccoli, yes.
Yeah.
There's Nappa.
Nappa. Nappa yes. from?
Cabbage.
Oh, cabbage, okay.
Vegeta, which is just
there's a person
vegetable.
Whose name is Vegeta.
Yes.
Isn't what the Poles use that as like a mix of
spice? It's the like Slavic like
spice.
Okay. So Tanner made all of this up.
No.
Yeah.
You're trying to make me believe that these are puns on food names.
Yes.
So with this fact then, the question is, do we think he's making up names or do we think these are real names from Dragon Ball Z? Or alternatively, are these even food puns? Because I'm not so sure.
I think if his take was on DBZ facts, given how both of us, we are also experts in DBZ, I think that'd be quite unfair.
You guys are such experts on DBZ.
I know.
Oh, I was dead serious. When I explained it and then Tanner didn't say anything that I said was wrong, then I'm like, yeah, okay, obviously no.
But also, and this is Japan, anything goes in Japan. So, you know, I'm sure that creative team must have sat and like, what is broccoli's name? Broly? How can you not say it?
Yeah, there's so many puns.
I guess I don't see how we can even argue with this. So I guess we're really choosing between the first three. Like, okay, I guess I believe you. Sure. If you're not entirely making up names right now, like that's a pretty deep lie. Be like, yeah, they're all food puns. And then you say a bunch of character names, but then they're not even in Dragon Ball Z. Then honestly, that's such a deep lie that like you can have that one. You know, that was a good one. You got me. I should have known. So yeah, those were some very tricky and interesting facts about some classic 90s cartoons. But before Soups and I make our final guesses on which fact we think is a lie, could you please repeat the four of them for us?
Sure. Fact number one, SpongeBob SquarePants was originally called SpongeBoy Ahoy. Fact number two, the Powerpuff Girls was originally called the Whoop-Ass Girls. Fact number three, in a Dexter's Lab episode, Dexter sees a future where he creates the Powerpuff Girls. And fact number four, Dragon Ball Z main characters are named after food puns. One of those is a lie.
Whew. I'm feeling it's number one.
You think it's number one? You think Tanner invented SpongeBoy Ahoy?
Yeah.
I really love that. Honestly, part of me wants that to be the lie because I love the idea that Tanner Lucas came up with the phrase SpongeBoy Ahoy. I love that.
And I actually think how he came up with the lie. He found out about the DBZ thing, about puns. So he's like, okay, there's also this 90s cartoon platform and maybe we can do something with that. So I'm feeling it's in that direction.
Could be.
Yeah.
I think the lie is fact number three. And only because I have such a hard time believing that he fully invented these fake original names for these two shows. Like, where would he have gotten Whoop-Ass Girls? I don't know. I'm kind of like, I can't see the path for where did Tanner find that? But what I can see is how, in fact, number three, he's just simply lying about which show it is. So he didn't make up the fact, you know, this does happen in some episode. Maybe it's something where, like, Dexter doesn't make the Powerpuff Girls, but he makes a different show. Or it's a different show where they make the Powerpuff Girls. You know, that's something where I could see, like, I can connect the dots of how his brain would work and make a lie. The first two, it's too creative on Tanner's part.
Oh, wow.
So maybe I will be very impressed, but I have low expectations.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going with number one.
So I'm going to pick number three.
Okay. So we have number one and number three. The lie is number three. Yes. Dexter's Lab did not have this episode. I made up this episode.
Oh, no.
Invented the episode.
I did. Yes. I completely invented it. But I felt a lot like Soups did, where I felt like I didn't make it up. I felt like I was remembering it.
Yeah.
Dexter's Lab and Powerpuff Girls were both made by the same guy, Genndy Tartakovsky. And that's why they kind of have the same animation style.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a lot of cameos in both shows.
Cameo, so, like, that's what it
in
is.
In the background, Dexter will be a child among other children. Or in a Dexter's Lab episode, like some other character will be walking down the street. But they never actually made an episode where he became the professor who makes them. But they did have a lot of commercials where they were all all the Cartoon Network characters were together and they had a lot of cameos. So this is sort of like the Mandela effect where it's like incepting, you know, your memory.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, did you just incept us? Like, really?
Yeah. I incepted you.
When you say it, it's like, I can picture this.
I've definitely seen the four of them in one frame, right?
And
it definitely makes sense. Like there were commercials, like promos for the next episode or something like that. Or even in the episode, there's Dexter walking behind. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Wow.
Well, I do have to say that you deserve more credit than I gave you. If you actually invented the episode, that is pretty impressive. Because I just thought you just switched the show. It feels so real. Like, he's the professor.
He's
like,
a scientist.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I should have known.
Should have known.
Thanks for listening to this episode of I Should Have Known. We'll be continuing to get nostalgic with our 90s theme. Next week, our quizmaster will be Soups, and he is going to be telling us about some electronics from the 90s. So get excited for that. And as always, it's awesome!
No!